Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, and you're about to hear the second half of my interview with Matt Jacobson, who's making a run for the Blaine House. In this half of the interview, Matt talks about his budget and his credentials as an executive and an administrator.
It's more than a $1 billion cliff we're going to fall off in 2 years, which is roughly 20% of the state budget. Okay, so if people thought this budget discussion was difficult, well, stand by. It's going to get worse. So I think what we need now is a governor who has some administrative experience running large organizations. I ran the St. Lawrence and Atlantic Railroad. And I like to tell this story because I think it's pretty instructive on this point. We tripled the revenue. We added 23 new businesses. We were named North America's best short line railroad. We were featured in the Wall Street Journal. And I got an opportunity for a big promotion with a very big railroad, the Canadian National, Illinois Central Railroad. By all account, we did very well. I was regulated by 3 states, a province, and 2 federal governments. I had 10 unions, 5 on the U.S. side and 5 on the Canadian side, all for 100 people and 300 miles of track. Okay, I have managed in a very heavily regulated, very unionized environment, very successfully. And it wasn't that I killed the union, it wasn't we broke the union, we worked with them. And that's the case here. As much as some people might like to see unions go away, they're not, guys. Okay? And the state union is there, and you're going to have somebody that knows how to deal with them. Okay? So that's first and foremost. Now, secondly, people say, oh, my God, it's $1 billion. How do we fix that? My wife's an emergency room doctor. Okay? And I have 2 small children. And so I get to see kind of how the medical system works. My wife will tell you that there is a mandate now from DHHS that if you're pregnant and you're on Medicare, you must get a notice from your doctor in order to get prenatal benefits. Now, all of us think that people on Medicare ought to get prenatal care. I don't know if there's anybody that doesn't think we ought to take care of those women. But the point is that if you get an appointment with your regular doctor on Medicare, there's a $5 copay. If you go to the emergency room, it's free. So every night in every emergency room in Maine, we do pregnancy tests at between $400 and $600 per, depending upon what it costs in a particular emergency room. There's a huge opportunity when it's $5 at the CVS. $5 or $600, you tell me. Is there opportunity to save some money in DHHS? I think there is. But you need an administrator and somebody that can attract around him the very brightest people. I have a track record of doing that, attracting very smart staff. I would do that again as governor and bring in that under control. Okay? And certainly this is an iterative process. This isn't something that happens overnight. People that say, well, I'm going to go to Augusta and cut 20% and I'm going to do it in the first 6 months are naive. Frankly, it's not going to happen. But there is an enormous opportunity in the executive branch to cut significantly and still provide better service. So I like to term that as being world-class. World-class organizations are in a relentless pursuit of better and better customer service at lower and lower cost. I spent my life doing that. I would bring that here. But let's understand something. That can't be the only strategy. No organization, no government, no business, no household, no organization ever cut their way to prosperity. It doesn't happen. The way out of this mess for Maine, certainly we've got to spend no more than we can afford. We have got to grow opportunity. More of our people have to have opportunity to work. More of our kids have to stay here. More of our rich people have to stay here. We've got to find a way to grow this pot. And I think that's where I come in. I am a really good administrator, and I have a good track record of that. I'm very good at attracting jobs and companies. And I think that leadership and that experience is going to make me unique in this race.
What about taxes? State taxes. I have a friend who was hit with a $3,600 use tax for cigarettes she smoked over the last 5 years. What about things like that? How do you feel about that sort of taxation of Maine citizens?
We are taxed too much. It's simple. We are taxed too much. And the problem is, you know, every time this latest budget and this latest tax change has been pretty interesting to me because the folks in Augusta and the folks that are proponents of this plan never talk about spending. They always talk about moving these shells around and how we tax. And at the end of the day, whether you call it a sales tax or an income tax, it's not just how much matters too. We're taxed too much. But look, world-class governments don't tax too much. They tax enough. We're not a world-class government right now. We need to change that. We need to spend less and get after it from that perspective.
What about state mandates like school consolidation?
Yeah.
Have you given thought to that?
I have. And all this stuff, you know, part of the problem is it's so early in the campaign that you know, a lot of times right now we're still in the introduction phase.
Right.
So a lot of these policies we'll have out, you know, more as the campaign gets going. First of all, we want to use them to the best effect. Second of all, we don't want them to steal, be stolen by some of the other folks. And obviously, it's a crowded field. But look, from a broad perspective, I view education as sort of the turnpike. Okay? When you get on the turnpike in Holton and head south, it's a ways before you get to Bangor. And there are different off-ramps along the way. But there's a certain ways before you get to the first exit. And everybody ought to get to that point. In Maine right now, 25% of our kids drop out of high school.
Really?
Within 10 years of starting high school, only 25% have a 1, 2, or 4-year degree. So that means that within 10 years of high school, half the kids, their highest attainment is high school. That's not good enough. And we need to be clear with that. We need to confront that issue. That's not good enough. I recruit companies every day, and not one of them has ever asked me for an ignorant workforce. They all want more training and more education. We are doing our kids a disservice by suggesting that 25% is good enough, or that a high school degree is good enough now. It's not. We need more, we need more, we need more, and we need more quality. The only measure in education has to be excellence. We spend way more than the average state. There's only a few states that spend more or less on education. Yet our attainment and our educational success is not good enough. We ought to measure excellence. If we measure excellence, we will make the right decisions. I mean, we're not organized for excellence. Look at our organization now. We have somebody that's in charge of K through 12. We have somebody else in charge of 13 and 14. We have somebody else in charge of 13 through 20. Somebody else in charge of the Maine Maritime Academy. And the first time their chain of command meets is in the governor's office. Well, I would suggest to you that there's a ton of opportunity in that organizational structure to take out a lot of cost, but still understand that the focus is when that child graduates, you know, that pre-K through 18 or 20, you know, wherever they get off the ramp after 13 or 14, that they're hireable in a better than average job in Maine. That ought to be the measure. One of the things I'd like to see is we would fund programs based on placement rates. Fund collegiate programs based on your kid graduates from this program, where do they get a job and how much do they get paid? I'd fund high schools based on their graduation rates. Kids get done with high school, we'll fund your program better than we'll fund somebody that's awesome. I think we have to get some excellence and the notion of excellence back into the schools. It's not there right now. We got to fix that.
How about an east-west highway?
We have two. You have the St. Lawrence and Atlantic Railroad that runs from Portland to Montreal. You have the Montreal-Maine Atlantic Railroad that runs from Montreal to Bangor. You have two east-west highways. I really like Pete Vigie's idea of a privately funded toll road. I think that's great. We ought to help him do that. That's where I stand.
Okay. Now, is there anything I missed that you think is important that people know about you or your vision for Maine?
Well, I think when we talk about vision, it's pretty succinct. And for me, vision is that our kids and our families have opportunities. They have choices. And the only choice they have now is to leave or to stay and be poor. We have a government, it seems to me, whose mission is to maintain people in poverty rather than to find ways to create opportunity and get people out of poverty. I'm very good at those kinds of issues in terms of job creation, job attraction, in terms of leadership experience, in terms of my background. My earliest memory, one of them, is watching my father climb an airplane and fly to Vietnam. And I followed him into the military. I graduated from the Naval Academy. I was a captain in the Air Force, and I was a C-130 aircraft commander. I flew the Special Operations Mission. I've seen the world from that perspective. I was stationed in Germany for 5 years. I flew over Africa and the Middle East, and I've seen some bad guys, and I understand this is a dangerous world. I've also had a job where I ran international sales and marketing for a Class 1 railroad. There's only 6 of those jobs in the world. I had a $1 billion budget. I had 45 people. I opened up Asia for this particular railroad, the Illinois Central Canadian National Railroad. I went to Asia and to Europe, not on some fact-finding mission, not on some junket press conference, but to create opportunity and to drive business. I understand how that works, and through that experience, I see how Maine fits in that global economy. That's unique in this race. Nobody else has that combination of experience and track record of success. I think that's important for folks to know.
Great. Matt, it was really good talking to you.
Thanks.
And I hope I have the chance later on in the campaign.
I suspect you will. We're going to be here a while.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Candidate Matt Jacobson and his thoughts on what Maine needs, as well as what we need, north of Bangor.